Never seen the sky so blue. The birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
Mm, it's a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. Call me illogical, I just don't care. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just a sunny day.
Yeah. The KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the KSL Greenhouse. Thanks for sheltering in with us this morning, doing a little bit of social distancing. But you know what? They can't ever take our gardening away from us. Maria Chaleos along with Ton Bettis taking your calls at 801-575-8255. You can also text us at 57500. And we are also joined this morning by Clark Bell. He's the general manager of Biograss. And we're joined by Clark because this is the day every season that we tell you about the great prices, the best day to buy your big yellow bag. And boy, what a great day to be here. Ton, Clark, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Maria. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, although I will say I really like seeing you both face-to-face, so this is kind of an interesting way to behave, but I'm just so glad that our listeners can be with us and we can actually get together, talk about gardening, talk about inspirational things, and really, they can't take our gardening, they can't take our yards away from us, and we can get out. What a great time to have a little bit of therapeutic time and get out in your yard and do some great work.
I'm looking forward to it. I was surprised a little bit by the snow this morning, but I looked up the forecast, and after a day or two, we're going to be in the low 60s, which is perfect to start your gardening, get things ready for the season to come.
And Tom, we wanted to start out this morning, and you were talking about one of my favorite bushes, and that is the Daphne. And it's my favorite just because of the way it smells. It's such an incredible plant.
It is. Daphnes you can usually pick up at garden centers and oftentimes even the box stores this time of year. And the reason they are so popular is that the flowers, when they are on the plant, are just among the most amazingly scented, fragrance that you can find in the horticulture world as far as just fragrant flowers that will grow in northern Utah. And so they're not a super common bush, but they are just, if you like the gardens that have the scents through the season, using flowers, it's just one of the best ones out there for that.
I have two, one at the top, one on each side of my walkway up to my my patio, my porch. And people don't realize that's what smells so good. They get up to the front door and they go, oh my goodness, what is that incredible fragrance?
And they are, it's not that they're obscure, but they just kind of sit there and are pretty little shrubs, and then they come into bloom and they just have that, just the amazing fragrance. And another thing that's good about them is they actually want afternoon shade. And so you can't put them on the south or west sides of your home, but they will grow in areas where we have more shade. And there are fewer plants that will do that, and so they have that advantage. They're mostly evergreen, so they have a regular leaf, but most of those leaves will also hold through the winter.
I would say probably the only thing that I've done really wrong with my Daphne is letting them get too large, not kind of watching how quickly that they grow.
How quickly have yours grown in particular?
Well, I think time is just flying by me. I'm not even really sure how many years I've had my Daphne, but I know that last year I didn't kind of prune it back a little bit, and so my bushes seem huge. And I'm not sure what to do about that now.
Well, one thing we should say about Daphne is they can be a little persnickety. Once you plant them, they don't like to be moved, and they're kind of like little princesses sometimes, to where they just are a little bit fussy, and if you get one established, you can trim it here and there to kind of keep it under control, but for the most part, you want to leave them alone.
Okay, well, you better plant them in an area where they can have about 3 feet wide, right? Because they get fairly large.
They do. And the variety, do you remember if you planted Carol Mackey?
I believe that is what I did plant, yes.
Okay, that's the one I put up on the website, and it's the most common. There are a few others out there that are very fragrant, but Carol Mackey has a little variegated leaf on it, mm-hmm. and it's quite pretty. And it's just one of those that we talk about once in a while, and we talked forsythia last week and how it's just kind of, you know, wild and woolly, and it's kind of like, you know, that one-trick pony that has 2 or 3 weeks of flowers, and they're like, what do I do with it? And that's why we featured the better one. But these Carol Mackey Daphnes will offer some long-season interest after they're done blooming because the foliage on them is quite pretty, and they don't get out of control very quickly. And so yours are, I mean, they do grow, and you want to plan on something maybe getting 3 to 4 feet with a lot of age, maybe 5 feet.
Right.
So they do need some space, but...
My expectations were just a little bit smaller.
Yes, and the people often will read a tag, and it'll say, you know, 3 by 3. Well, when that plant gets 3 feet high, it doesn't just magically stop growing. It maybe slows down a bit, but those tags are usually more of a 7 to 10 year average, and it will keep growing. And with age, plants can get beyond that, especially if they're bushes, that tag size.
Well, the other interesting thing is I didn't get your advice. I've planted these years and years ago. But they're planted on the west side of my house. And I think the thing that is saving them is they're up against a courtyard and the house shades them, does give them some afternoon shade. Because otherwise, I think they would have been in trouble already.
Yeah, they have a tendency to scorch in full blast south or west sun, especially with reflected heat. And so the one thing that's critical with them is that when you get them in the ground, plant them correctly the first time, get them established, and, you know, they will need supplemental water and things, but you really don't want to do a lot of fussing with them. They just don't like it. And so you've done really well with yours, and you know the minimal pruning and things to try to keep them in check, but they, to get two of them to go like that, I'm not going to call you like the lottery winner, but they are finicky enough that you've done really well.
I can take that. I like that. I like being the lottery winner in my garden. So if I'm not going to win cash, at least I have some beautiful plants in my yard.
You have your Daphnes that last a lot longer than cash.
You know, the winter tried to kill one of them a couple of years ago and broke it down. And I had lost, you know, you mentioned that they're persnickety, and I really thought I was going to lose this beautiful bush. But it came back. I just trimmed off the broken branches, and it's doing great.
Yeah. Do you have any, I don't know if you have deer problems or not, but have you ever deer eating them?
No, I've never seen deer eating them.
Okay.
But we don't have deer. I mean, we have, it seems like a family that lives in our neighborhood, but...
Well, the deer seem to veer toward broadleafed evergreens, you know, the English laurels, the euonymus. And for having a broadleafed evergreen that they haven't browsed very much, mm-hmm. we ought to add this to our list of landscape plants that are probably deer resistant.
Right. That's great. I mentioned that Clark Bell is with us from Biograss. And Clark, this, like I said, this is the time of year when we all get our big yellow bags because really this is the best time to get them. They're at the best price.
That is right. It's the time to get your garden going and wake everything up. And what better time with us being directed to be under quarantine and be under social distancing? And I don't know how you guys are, but my family is feeling cabin fever, and it's time to go outside and get gardening and spread the goodness in any of these big yellow bags.
Right, and I love what you're doing because people don't have to walk into your store to get their big yellow bags. You've got everything set up so they can use social media, they can go online and order these, and you've got some great giveaways today. So tell us exactly how you're handling social distancing and still getting your product to the people who need it right now.
Yeah, but before this pandemic, we've been set up, so it's just as easy as ordering a pizza. You can give us a call at 801-562-9090 or simply go to bigyellowbag.com. You just enter in all of your information, and we will deliver the bag to your home. You don't have to be there when we deliver. On the delivery instructions, when you order the bag, we deliver it there for you, and we place it in a convenient location on your driveway. And when you're ready to get gardening, you get the bag open and start putting out the great goodness inside of the big yellow bag, such as our black garden soil or the dark forest mulch. And the bag is waterproof and resealable, so if we have some inclement weather or if we get a lot of moisture, you don't have to worry about that soil getting really wet or blowing away with wind. And that's essentially how it works. We do have some steep discounts for all of the KSL Greenhouse listeners today. We're going to be offering everybody $30 off if they order today. Give us a call at 801-562-9090. Call in and say that you heard my voice and Ton and Maria's voice at KSL Greenhouse, and we're anxiously waiting for everybody to give us a call for that discount.
I don't want to forget, you have a giveaway each hour. Tell us how that's going to work.
Yeah, so we're doing a little bit differently than we have in the past, Maria and Ton. In the past, we've really pushed everybody towards Facebook for our giveaways, and we're going to change it this year, and we're going to run the giveaways to be through a contest that I'm going to run on Instagram this year. So if you don't have an Instagram, getting on Instagram is really easy. So if you go to Instagram.com/biograss, which is B-I-O-G-R-A-S-S, we're going to have a photo, and we're going to have a quiz on our photos of biograss. And the first one is going to be a photo that I'm going to upload here shortly of our sales manager of Hayden. And we're going to have a photo, a side profile of Hayden. Hayden has a beautiful set of hair, and we're going to have everyone guess how long Hayden's hair is. And the first person to guess how long his hair is, and the most accurate to that will be the first one to get a bag. Following that, we'll have the next one, which I guess we'll announce towards the 10 o'clock hour and then the 11 o'clock hour.
So I love how
we're doing a little bit funner this year.
I love it. I love how we're having
2016,
fun.
Right?
And so, let me make sure.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Let me make sure that we have the correct phone number again. You said it's 562-9090 to order their big yellow bag, right?
You got it.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with your phone calls. Clark's going to stay with us. He can answer all of your lawn, sod, turf questions that you've got. Tell you about his varieties of grass as well. The number to call to get in your question, 801-575-8255. You can also text us your questions this morning at 57500.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse. Maria, Ton, and Clark Bell joining us this morning from Biograss. We are taking your calls at 801-575-8255. You can also text us at 57500. Clark is with us today because this is the day that you get your huge discount on the big yellow bag. So you want to call for your big yellow bag today as well at 562-9090. Let's take our first caller this morning, and that is Joseph in Holiday. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning.
What is your question?
I'm just wondering how to get snails taken care of. I'm getting tired of them eating my crops.
Me too, Ton.
Well, are they in a big garden, or what kind of a situation are they in?
I live in a duplex that I'm renting, and I don't have very much garden spots. place, but every place where I have a garden, there's snails, and they eat my peppers, tomatoes, and all types of plants.
So Joseph had a little snail that everywhere that Joseph with is the Joseph went, the snail was sure to go.
Oh no!
So, oh, I'm sorry, that was bad. It's early in the morning. I'll drink more Mountain Dew and not do that again. Okay, yeah, but was that just one of those things like, yeah, keep your day job?
No, that was good. Tom, keep it up.
Snails love moist situations, and they thrive where there's lots of bark mulch, lots of leaf litter. So one thing you can do is just make sure that in those areas where you find them, if there are those kinds of things to get those cleaned up, because they're less likely to be there. Dry out the area a little bit, maybe space out the irrigation events, you know, in between. But there are several snail baits available from garden centers. Do you have any pets or kids that frequent the area where the snails are?
Say that again.
Are there kids or pet animals that are around where the snails are?
I have all of my kids are pretty much grown up. They're 12 and on up. But I have a dog, he doesn't go around the gardens. He has the gardens kind of like fenced off.
Every once in a while, you'll get a dog that eats the slugs and snails. And so what I would do is hit a garden center and get some snail bait, one containing a product called metaldehyde. It's going to be a little more effective than some of the pet safe ones, and put that down, and that will knock the population down. But instead of just keeping on periodically applying that, I would look at getting those areas so that there's no bark mulch or debris, at least temporarily, and see if you can dry it out a bit, because the snails and slugs require a moist environment. What?
That's a little bit hard when my neighbors next to me water quite frequently, right next to their fence line.
Well, yeah, you just can have actually to do, the best do my advice, which is not professional advice, and that is go out early in the morning and gather them all up and dispose of them. Mm-hmm. I've been known to do that.
Okay. Hmm. That'd be interesting.
Not
I'll
really.
I'll have to have my crew gather up the snails because I'm working. But yeah, I could do that.
Ton, what about diatomaceous earth?
Diatomaceous earth, because of the slimy stuff they produce, I've not had a lot of success with it. Have you had success with diatomaceous earth on them?
I personally haven't used it myself, but I know of gardeners of locally that have used that, and you know we have a plant here locally that grows it, and you know it's not on their label that it can use that, but I know of the reps that have used that, you know, that say that's one of the properties that it can be used for. That's something I've been made aware of.
They could try it. I mean, it's inexpensive it would go after other insects, if not that. And then it would need to be reapplied after they irrigate.
What is that again?
If the sprinklers,
how do you spell
diatomaceous
that?
Earth.
Mm-hmm.
There's basically fossilized diatoms that lived in the ocean and seas Go ahead, Clark.
Yeah. Diatomaceous earth, diatomaceous earth. You were going, Tom, sorry.
Yeah, so they're basically almost microscopic organisms that lived and still do in the oceans and seas, and they photosynthesize, but when they die, they crystallize, and they form what almost feels like a talcum powder, but on the microscopic level, it's basically jagged glass. And so what will happen is an insect will crawl over it, and whether it's like a roach or an earwig or whatever else, the diatomaceous earth gets in their joints, and as they walk, it it's kind of not really the most pleasant thing, but it scrapes them up so much that it eventually annoys them so much that they don't feed in things or it kills them.
Interesting. All right. All right, we need to take a break for the bottom of the hour news. The number to call with your questions, 801-575-8255, or you can text us at 57500. We'll be right back.